This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, this is Mark from the DBCC, and I'm here with Verity. Verity Yarrow, nice, interesting surname. And Verity's been a client at DBCC Bedford for a little while now. She's achieved some very, very inspiring and great results, and I thought that everyone would benefit from basically hearing her story and hearing from Verity how she's lost the weight and how she's managed to stay motivated and what habits she's started or kept going with that have allowed her to achieve such amazing results. So thank you for doing this, Verity.
Pleasure.
First things first, to give people some context, how old are you, please?
I'm 40 years old.
40 years old, you should never ask a lady. My mother told me that, but I've been doing it for 20 years. So, okay, great. And you've got how many children?
I've got three children.
Three children. And what are their ages, actually?
They're 5, 7, and 9.
Okay. So to dive straight into it, you've lost how much weight or body fat so far?
I'd say I've lost close to 3 stone.
And
now.
That's, so dress sizes?
From a size 16-18 to an 8-10.
Okay, excellent. So that's a massive amount of body fat loss.
Yeah.
Now, I want to go back to when you were a size 16 or before. What age did you decide that you wanted or needed to lose weight?
I think it was a gradual thing. To be honest, when I was pregnant with my eldest, I was probably became more conscious of eating healthily because I'd picked up some pretty bad habits by then. My social life was based around going to the pub, so lots of booze, and then was eating takeaways and going out for meals and things a lot due to having quite a good income, and that's just the way our social life was. So there wasn't much home cooking and there wasn't really much thought into what I was eating. But when I became pregnant, you sober up and you become more conscious. Yeah. And then, of course, when the children are born, you wish to set a good role model and you become more conscious of what they're watching you do as well. So it's a gradual awareness.
So let's go back further to how did you find you put on that weight? Was it purely that lifestyle, and what age did it start and did it?
Yeah, I guess it was. I mean, you go away to university and think nothing about sinking 10 pints of lager every night.
Which has always been an interesting conversation with you and lager as a lady with your pints.
Well, I was at Loughborough, I was at Sports University. Yeah. So I think the fitter you are, the more you tend to drink. But so it was largely lots of cheese toasty sandwiches, lots of pizza, and lots of chips and lots of lager. And then it just becomes a bad habit.
So that was, so you're 40 now, and then obviously you left university, what, 22?
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Going to work. I worked in the construction industry, and again, that was a lot of fried breakfasts, and it was a lot of socialising after work, go straight to the pub from work, and that's just the culture of that industry.
So it was it sounds like it was more of a progressive lifestyle that made you put on weight. What was it, purely the fact of having children that made you click and decide you wanted to get into a healthier lifestyle, or
Yeah, that was really it. I think the older you become as well, you become more aware of your own mortality. Just before my 30th, I took a look at myself and thought, I really don't want to be a smoker anymore. I thought to myself, this was never my life plan to be a smoker at 30.
Right.
I'd smoked nearly half my life by then, so I gave up smoking then. And I think literally 18 months before my 40th, I thought to myself, right, I don't want to be 3 stone overweight on my 40th. And I knew realistically 18 months was quite a sensible amount of time to allow myself to straighten myself out. So I wasn't looking for a quick fix. I just like setting myself targets.
Right. So it was the impending 40th that made you decide you wanted to to lose weight. Now let's go back to, well, maybe even just when you were 35, I guess, to the habits that you had then compared to the habits you have now. So for anyone listening that's in a similar position, heading towards their 40th, what What was a day in the life of Verity like compared to now?
No exercise, didn't do any exercise at all. I mean, walking around, obviously, with the children and looking after small children, you're active, but you're not actually doing any cardio or anything that puts your body under any pressure. It's just constant exercise. From pregnancy onwards, I didn't skip breakfast because that's just a habit that I got back into. But it would always be toast or muesli or something that was very carb-based. So therefore, yeah, you were hungry by 10:30, 11:30 and go for the biscuit barrel again. Lunchtime would be sandwiches, lots of pasta and lots of chocolate in the evening.
Now, a lot of people are in a similar position to you, and that is generally what their staple was. How did you develop into eating lots of pasta? Was it just because that's how you've always eaten?
No, because my parents were very, and are very meat and vegetables. Dad has very simple food. He doesn't like rice and pasta, so we didn't really grow up with that. So we always grew up with home-cooked meals. I think
Time?
No, it's almost like an expectation. You just think that's how everybody else eats. But then perhaps that is how everybody else eats. But then that's why everyone's 2 or 3 stone overweight.
So it's maybe more of an education, i.e. that's just what you do. And also you see, I guess, with lots of weight loss programs or whatever, where you can eat pastas and things, but as long as you've hit your points, you can still eat them. But it doesn't actually educate on the fact that they're not the best thing for weight loss or health.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
So now then, looking at what, you start the day, you used to have breakfast obviously before because of your children or whatever. Mm. Now, what is your day or your food or your habits like compared?
Nearly every morning I'll have eggs for breakfast. Mm-hmm. So whether that's omelettes or just poached eggs or boiled eggs, there's so many things you can do with eggs. Sometimes I have bacon with it. Usually have a handful of spinach or some broccoli or some tomatoes, or just start the day now with protein that does keep you full.
Good. And then, you're obviously just as busy because you've still got 3 children.
Yeah.
How have you, because I know a lot of ladies, especially because unfortunately still it's down to ladies generally to look after all the kids. How do you manage to flip between having enough time, rushing around with 3 children is a lot to manage. How do you find fitting that into your schedule, exercise into your schedule?
Exercise is easy,
right?
Because I suppose when I first got into exercise, I went to a Zumba class once a week, mm-hmm. and enjoyed it. And that was the thing, I was doing something with my friends and it was a giggle and it wasn't too serious. It wasn't the daunting prospect of coming and joining a very posy gym where you feel like you're being looked at and you feel like you shouldn't be there. So I was in an exercise class in a village hall with friends. Then I started running and I used to literally sneak my trainers on, walk to a field where no one could see me and run around that field with the dog for some company.
So was your confidence a lot lower back then
yeah.
than it is now?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But then I just built gradually on my running and then just got more confident and then heard about you guys. And
so that's a good one for a lot of people listening, is that, and a lot of people say this that on these podcasts, is that don't try and do everything at once. Don't run before you can walk.
It's literally small steps.
A Zumba class is great. Whatever it is to get you into exercise or get you into that gradual change of mindset is the way forward. A lot of people, I feel, try and do everything at once, and then if they drop or fail at one thing, they fail at all of them. Whereas, you set an achievable target, which was Zumba once a week, and then running. And then now look at you.
Well, it's one of these things that you guys teach us, which is to just introduce one small habit at a time, and then gradually you've got a good basis of lots of tiny habits that help you maintain a healthy life,
exactly.
as opposed to introducing everything all at once and it all becoming overwhelming and too much.
And and then it's always a great thing to look back, I guess even 10 years, how you're eating now, 10 years from before is completely different.
Completely.
However, you potentially haven't noticed
no.
those changes because it's been done gradually.
Yeah.
Whereas if you, 10 years before, if you'd said, right, I'm going to change to do all of this, you'd never have achieved it, because it's just too daunting.
However, I do still allow myself treats,
yeah.
And I do believe in moderation in things as well. Whereas if I do go for a curry, sometimes I'll share a bit of naan bread, and sometimes I'll have some rice, and it's not a question of, oh, I don't eat.
Yeah.
Processed carbs.
Yeah.
I just try to be
mindful of it. And that's a great way. I'm exactly the same, and that's how we always try to say to people, you've got to have a life, and as long as it's not your staple or it's not, that is how a lot of people stay motivated, and that was going to be my next question. How have you managed to stay motivated? Because, you know, realistically, I guess 15 years of your life, or maybe more, have been spent being in a weight that you're not necessarily happy with, and they're hard habits to break. How have you managed to stay motivated to keep losing weight or to keep healthy?
Not wanting to go back to how I was, I think, is a large motivator. And also, it's kind of easy now because the habits are formed. I think if I have a day or a few days where I haven't done any exercise, I really miss it now. And so it becomes more of a habit. It becomes more uncomfortable to break those habits. And the same with eating. If I've had a lot of rubbish at the weekend, I feel yuck. And therefore, the motivation to keep going is because I don't want to feel like that.
That's good. And I guess if you're, for anybody listening, you don't have to come to the DVCC, but if you're going and your exercise is something that you enjoy and is a positive part of your life, of your day, then it's even easier to be motivated to carry on exercising. So on the flip side of that, what do you still find the hardest in terms of living a healthy lifestyle? You know what? Because everyone, whether you're at your ideal weight or whatever, there's always aspects of health that people...
I guess the hardest thing to deal with really is kind of peer pressure, which is a strange thing to say when you're 40, not a teenager anymore. But quite often when you're out, people will try to encourage you to have a drink. They'll be like, oh, you know, just have one. And it's, you know, that's fine. But I feel as if I'm sometimes being judged for making the right choices.
Right, okay.
And I'm being more going against the flow of things by just saying, do you know what? No, I don't want to go for a curry or I don't want a bag of crisps.
And how do you manage that then? Is it just because you know how you feel when you're all fit and healthy compared to potentially how you would feel? How do you get past that peer pressure?
I think you just get used to it. It's hard to explain. Things like when you go to the pub, everybody expects you to, if you're not drinking, the expectation is that you've got to have a Coke or a Diet Coke or an orange juice. And if you say, oh, can I have a soda water, please? People look at you as if you're an alien.
Mm.
So it's just kind of getting used to that slight discomfort.
Yeah.
And
I guess, is the fact that you're far more confident now that enables you to deal with that kind of stuff without it being an issue? You know, when people are...
Yeah, I guess so. And I think people just expect it of me now.
Yeah, exactly. Do you think, this is maybe an interesting question, do you think potentially before that could have been you? You know, when you were drinking quite a lot or whatever, and out, and someone, was there ever anyone in circumstances you are now, and you would be the one saying, oh, why don't you have a drink, why don't you...
Truthfully, probably, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, I'm sure.
And is that just because that was your norm?
Yeah, and also, I don't know, that's a strange question. I think I'd...
Because often, in terms of, you can kind of relate this potentially to cakes in an office. Someone brings cakes and they want to have one, they want everyone to have them because then they don't feel...
Like they're the unusual one.
And so that potentially could be a reason people, you know, oh, aren't you having a beer, Verity?
Yeah.
You'd normally sink to
You're probably table. Right, but I kind of don't want to admit that.
No, it's not a bad thing. I think that's just human nature, and I think all of us will be the same. Certainly think I would. I am the same, or have been the same. So it's not a bad thing. It's just a human nature thing, I think. But it is. It is. You do have to be decently strong-willed to be able to withstand that peer pressure, because it is. I've gone through it my whole life, like a whole you know, playing rugby for years and years and years. That's a massive part of it, but I never used to drink, and it was a big, you know, sometimes a bit of a stress even for me to say no and to deal with that. So what advice would you give to someone who was in your position when you were, you know, say, size 16, and they're kind of wanting to lose weight? How, what advice would you give to them?
Just to take tiny, tiny steps. That's the thing, not to expect a miracle. That's why I set myself 18 months, because I knew it had taken me probably 18 years to put that weight on, so I wasn't going to lose it in 6 weeks, or, you know, all these products that they're advertising on TV, lose 2 stone in a fortnight, you know. That's not realistic, and that's not going to stay off. But just introducing small, healthy habits eventually will give you a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, I mean, look at you now compared to...
I'm a different person, entirely.
Awesome, Verity. Thank you very
much.
I think people will find that very, very helpful. You'll also be able to see a photo of Verity with her extremely, or much larger trousers than...
Fat trousers.
Much larger trousers than they are now, than you'd now. You wouldn't even be able to, you'd just pull them up and off.
They fall down.
Fall down. So look out for that. But thank you, Verity.
Thanks,
and
Mark.
This is Mark from the DBCC. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. Head over to thedbcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.